Chapter 17. Anger. 221. Renouncing anger and renouncing pride, one should free oneself completely from all that one is caught up in. Suffering does not befall one who does not cling to name and form, and who has no longing for anything at all. Note. Identifying forms as things and giving them a name provides the hooks by which you can hold on to them as if they were something real. Name and form keep the drama of samsara running. Name and form is the fourth of the 12 links in the chain which maintains our continual revolution through the different realms within samsara. This is explained more fully in chapter 24, Craving, following verse 348. 222. I say that someone who can check their rising anger, just as a charioteer checks a runaway chariot, is a true charioteer. The rest are just holding the reins. 223. The absence of anger will overcome fury. Goodness will overcome evil. Generosity will overcome meanness. Truth will overcome lies. 224. Speak the truth and don't get angry. Even if one has very little, one should give something whenever asked. With these three, one will enter the presence of the gods. 225. The sages cause no harm to others and are always restrained in body. They go to the changeless state where there is no misery. Note, the changeless state does not react to provocation and so is completely free. Although while on the path to it, effort is required to keep one's composure. On arrival, all stimuli lose their power and so no more effort is required. 226. Awake both day and night. Continuously training and fully committed to nirvana, they bring an end to all defiling taints. 227. Achula, the following is true not only for today. It was also true in the past. Those who are silent are criticized for this. Those who speak much are criticized for this. Those who speak little are criticized for this. There is no one in this world who is not criticized. Note. Achula was a lay disciple who wished to hear Dharma teachings. He visited many of the senior disciples of the Buddha and requested instruction, but in each case he was dissatisfied with what he received. He then went to see the Buddha and complained about these teachings of his senior disciples. This verse contains the essence of the Buddha's response. 228. There never was, there never will be, and nor is there now, a person who is only blamed or only praised. 229. Those whose faith, morality, and undiminished intelligence have been observed and appreciated on a daily basis are praised by the wise. 230. Who could find fault with such a person? They are like a coin of refined gold. They are praised by the gods, and even Brahma, the chief of the gods, offers praise. 231. Guard against anger in the body. The body should be restrained. Abandoning causing harm with one's body, one should use it to do good. Note. Anger here stands for irritability and agitation. When body and speech and mind are not at peace, there is hypersensitivity to the actions of others and a parallel poor level of impulse control. 232. Guard against anger in one's speech. One's speech should be restrained. Abandoning causing harm with one's speech, one should use it to do good. 233. Guard against anger in one's mind. One's mind should be restrained. Abandoning causing harm with one's mind, one should use it to do good. 234. The steadfast are restrained in body and also in speech. The steadfast are restrained in mind. They are perfectly restrained.